What if I told you that most of the marketing tactics you're using today could be obsolete in less than 2 years? I know, it sounds dramatic, but look around. 3 years ago, no one was using AI to write copy, build websites, or analyze customer data in real time. Today, it's table stakes, and that's the point. The market's not just shifting, it's accelerating. And if your strategy can't keep up, your business could be left behind faster than you can say, "Wait, what happened to my leads?" But here's the good news. Future-proofing your marketing doesn't mean chasing every shiny object. It means building a system that adapts to changing without losing what makes your brand magnetic. In today's episode, I'm revealing the exact formula I use to help B2B businesses stay relevant, resilient, and buzzworthy no matter what happens in the market. But before we get into all the good stuff, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, because this isn't just about keeping up with the future, it's about owning it.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. Now, I know you didn't start your business just to keep up. You started to lead. But here's the deal. If the last 3 years have taught us anything, it's that rules of the game can change fast. Just look at AI. In what feels like a blink, it's gone from Silicon Valley novelty to something your competitors are using to write content, personalize marketing, optimize lead funnels, you name it. And here's the kicker. We're just getting started. AI isn't going to slow down. Neither is your marketing. Neither are your clients. So the question isn't, how do I catch up? It's, how do I build a business that stays relevant through whatever comes next? That's what we're digging into today. I'm going to walk you through the exact framework I use to future-proof my clients' businesses, one that allows you to evolve with the market without ever losing the magnetic pull of your mission, your message, or your momentum. So if you're ready to trade in marketing guesswork for long-term adaptability, this episode is for you. So let's dive in with a story about a landscaping company I worked for over 16 years. When we met back in 2009, the owner was adamant about keeping their two-page spread in the yellow pages. The problem was is that the phone book had been going out of style for about 3 or 4 years by then. I already transitioned the majority of my clients out of print directories, and the owner's wife agreed that it was time to find a new way of getting in front of new prospects because the phone was ringing fewer times each year with what they were currently doing. But it wasn't as easy as just suggesting that he walk away from what had helped him build his business from one truck and a shovel to a multi-million dollar enterprise. In fact, when I proposed pulling out of the phone book altogether, he looked at me and said, "But it's always worked for us." And that right there, that was the sound of a business stuck in time. Eventually, we helped him shift into digital. Local SEO, referral systems, automated follow-ups, and within 6 months, his average project value jumped 30% with a better lead funnel than he'd had in years, all because he finally let go of a strategy that worked until it didn't. Here's the thing. What got you here won't get you there. The market shifts. Platforms rise, and then they fall. Algorithms update. Buyer behavior evolves. And if your strategy stays frozen in time, you're not just standing still, you're falling behind. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying consistency is bad, but let me be very clear. Consistency doesn't mean repetition. It means alignment. Alignment with what your audience wants. Alignment with how they buy. And alignment with what your business is really built to do. Because being future-proof isn't about being everywhere or doing everything. It's about building a system that evolves with you without chasing every trend or burning yourself out. Want to see how that concept works? Great. So we all agree that yesterday's strategies won't win tomorrow's market. But that doesn't mean you need to reinvent your business every 6 months. You just need a system designed to evolve. That's where the future-proof formula comes in. This isn't some complicated 87-step funnel blueprint. It's a simple 4-part framework that allows you to adopt without losing the essence of your brand, your purpose, or your sanity. Let me break it down by starting with being aware of change. You can't adapt to what you don't see coming. And too many businesses get blindsided because they're too busy doing to stop and see. Your job isn't to predict the future. It's to scan for signs of change. That includes emerging tech. Yes, things like AI, shifts in buyer behavior, industry disruptions, and market sentiment. The trick is to be the weatherman, not the weather vane. Don't react when the storm hits. Read the radar before it does.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Make trend scanning a monthly ritual. Set aside 30 minutes to review industry blogs, LinkedIn discussions, competitor shifts, and consumer data. Stay sharp. The second part of the framework is strategic agility, because awareness is useless without the ability to move. Agility means you can pivot without panic. It's the art of adjusting your strategy without abandoning your principles. This might mean tweaking your efforts to fit evolving needs, repositioning your messaging to match new buyer language, or maybe shifting visibility to a new platform without losing brand voice. To assess your agility, ask yourself, how fast can we pivot if we had to? And how much would break in the process? If the answer is, well, you've got some work to do. Another exercise you can use is to look at your current offers. Which ones are adaptable? Which ones are brittle? Where can you build in flex without diluting the value? Just being aware of these answers can help you adjust quickly. So don't feel like you have to have all the solutions right this minute to anything that looks problematic. Now let's talk about tech, which is the third pillar of this framework. Now, I'm going to say something that you don't hear often from marketing people. You don't have to be first. Being on the bleeding edge means, well, you're the one doing the bleeding. You don't need to chase every brand new tool or jump on the latest app your nephew told you about. You need to adopt strategically tech that amplifies what you already do well. I look at technology as a multiplier, not a magician. It should automate repetitive processes like using AI for data analysis, content support, or client segmentation. You should use it to integrate platforms to reduce friction in your buyer journey. Regardless of how you use tech, always ask yourself, what's the ROI? Is this simplifying or complicating my workflow? To keep yourself on track, audit your tech stack once per quarter. Start looking at ways to phase out what's outdated or underused and double down on what actually drives efficiency or revenue. Now, the final part of the framework is mission anchoring. This one's your compass. While everything else evolves, platforms, tools, tactics, your why should stay rock solid. Because people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Take Apple. Their products have changed drastically since the 90s, but their mission? Simple. Challenge the status quo and empower creativity. Everything flows from that. Same with UPS. Over the last 40 years, they've pivoted across logistics, delivery models, and digital transformation, but their mission to connect people and improve global commerce has always been their North Star. Technology may move at the speed of light, but how people make buying decisions hasn't changed in centuries. Emotion, trust, relevance, that's your ground game. And to be sure your compass is pointed in the right direction, revisit your mission quarterly. Ask your team, do our current strategies reflect the heart of what we stand for? If not, adjust. Not your why, but your how. And there it is, the future-proof formula, awareness of change, strategic agility, technological leverage, and mission anchoring. When these four are in place, you don't have to panic when the next big shift hits. You adapt. You don't chase relevance. You create it. And that brings us to something that most entrepreneurs overlook until it's too late. Risk mitigation. Yes, you heard right. And I know I might sound like an insurance salesman right now, but yes, this isn't as exciting as launching a new offer or testing the latest AI tool. But you know what is exciting? Sleeping at night. knowing that your business isn't one sudden change away from unraveling. Because future-proofing isn't about what you add, it's about what you protect. And in marketing, there are three silent killers I see all the time. The first risk is platform dependency. If all your leads come from one source, say Facebook ads, LinkedIn, or Google search, you're one algorithm tweak away from a dry pipeline. The key to mitigating this risk is diversifying your visibility. Have at least two strong lead sources and one that's under development at all times. Never put all your attention eggs in one digital basket. The second biggest marketing risk is personnel dependency. Many of us have that one rockstar team member who knows how everything works. That what happens if they leave or get sick or, let's be honest, burns out. This is where SOPs and manuals come into play to systemize your institutional knowledge. If your business is in someone else's head and not in your systems, you don't have a company. You have a hostage situation. Now, on the other hand, you could over-systemize with tech overload. Do you ever add new tools without removing old ones? Well, every time you do this, you create friction. And doing this results in your business being duct taped together with logins, integrations, and chaos. This is why it's important to audit your tools and processes annually. Kill what's bloated. Keep what's essential. Simplify before you scale. The bottom line, future-proof businesses don't just grow, they guard. They protect their capacity to evolve by removing single points of failure before they become problems. All right, we've talked about the threats. We've uncovered the formula. But now let's bring this full circle and connect it to everything we've been building. If you've been following along with the frameworks I've shared in other episodes, like the AAA alignment in season 10, episode 6, or the success story framework in season 10, episode 8, and the referral reactor from last week, you already have a serious foundation for sustainable growth. But the future-proof formula, that's the operating system that makes all of those strategies adaptable. Think of it this way. Your AAA alignment gives you clarity. Your success framework gives you messaging that resonates, and your referral reactor gives you momentum. But the future-proof formula makes sure all of that continues to work, even as your world, the tech, and your audience evolves. And this isn't a one-time fix. This is how you build a business that thrives through change. I mean, let's get real here. Most entrepreneurs don't fail because they aren't good at what they do. They fail because they build strategies that can't bend, and then they break. Future-proofing isn't about working harder or adding more tactics. It's about evolving smarter. No, it's not sexy. It's not flashy. But it's the difference between a business that survives and one that scales sustainably for years to come.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
The businesses that win tomorrow aren't the fastest or the flashiest. They're the ones that evolve with attention. Let me ask you something. Where in your business are you locked into something that no longer serves you? Is it your marketing channel that no longer is performing? Is it a fulfillment tool that you're clinging onto out of habit? Maybe a message that used to work, but now just feels off. Whatever it is, that's your starting point. Because the businesses that thrive through change aren't built on hacks or trends. They're built on systems that evolve. And if you're ready to build a marketing system that stays relevant, flexible, and profitable, no matter what the market throws your way, I'd love to help you do it. And the first step is a free discovery call with me where we can discuss how to future-proof your marketing strategy. The scheduling link is in the show notes, but I have to warn you, slots are limited, so don't wait. The future is now. And with that, as always, remember that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.